We've had so much precious instruction from the Lord in the Word on how to live a Christian life. And we finished the 2 weeks of Lent. You remember the gospel on Saturday about and the reading about mercy. And now the Lord wants us to look at these texts and reflect on mercy, on sin, but to expand our hearts and minds, to think, oh, I need mercy. I mean, desperately. The whole world needs mercy. The whole church needs mercy. Have we ever failed this world? When our Lord died, he entrusted to us, the church, the care for the whole world. Teach them. Tell them who I am. Bring them to me. Tell them how to live in their families. Tell them how to live with each other. Let them know who I am, the Savior of the world, to bring them to eternal life. Tell them. Care for them. And we haven't done a very good job. And that's what Daniel's praying about. Today we have Daniel 3. You remember the other day we had Daniel 9? Those are two of the great examples of a real prayer of repentance. Now the secret of a prayer of repentance is not fear. It's not embarrassment. It's gratitude. When we ask God for mercy, we know we're going to get it. And that's what moves us, you see. Some people think, well, I got to think of all my past sins and beat them all up again. And not really. First place, that can be dangerous, you know, especially if the sins are anger or lust. You stir up the whole thing all over again, and Satan gets in there and makes a mess of it. And he tricks us that way sometimes. No, what is my state right now? And to look at that state is to see myself as forgiven. And that's where the gift of tears comes in. I don't weep over my sins because I'm scared to death of them, though I could be. I weep over my sins because I see them in the light of the mercy of God. That's the gift. And if you want a charismatic gift for Easter, a new present, ask for the gift of tears. It's a new baptism. It washes your spirit clean because you really see your sins, but you see them in the light of the mercy of God. And that washes your soul. It washes your spirit. It's a great charismatic gift and one that has been overlooked. For the great old fathers of the desert and those fellows, that was the gift. That was the charism that prepared you for baptism in the Spirit. To be overwhelmed by the mercy of God and to really weep for your sins, to see what they really are. But not in a way that wipes you out, in a way that melts your heart. And so you see, we have this prayer. Can't we pick this prayer up and say it in the name of the church? Do not take away your mercy from us. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. Where's our power? Where's our light? Where's our energy? To bring this whole world to Christ? Look at the mess we've made of ourselves. And only God can change that. Only God can change that. When we sin, we set loose evil. And you can't run after it and pull it back. It's out there, harming people. That's what confession is all about, isn't it? I have harmed the church, I have harmed the world, and I come now to Jesus Christ in the person of the bishop, or the one whom the bishop appoints. And I seek reconciliation with Christ in the church. That's what it's all about. And I acknowledge the ways that I have besmirched the face of the church so that people don't see Christ. Whether it's an inner sin or an outer sin, and I come to be reconciled, bring me back into the church, into the heart of the church. Build me up again. That's why for the great old spiritual directors of the desert, you see, the penance is not so much make up for all your bad stuff. It's a medicine to heal you from what you've done. It's a ministry of mercy. It's in that light that our Lord tells us this absolutely marvelous parable, right? Everybody knows it. Everybody can recite it. Our only problem is we don't do it. Forgive. Is that going to cost? It's going to cost you a lot. But if your heart is filled with the mercy that God has given you, you want to give it away. You know, the thing about spiritual reality, if I have $50 in my pocket and I give it to you, you have it, I don't. But if I have mercy in my heart and I give it to you, you have it and I still have it. I can't lose it. I can't give it away. Like, I can give it away, but I never lose it. And so we have this marvelous parable. Huh? This fella, they've given up trying to translate these numbers. They call it a huge amount and a smaller amount. Well, it's really, you know, the 10,000 talents, I think it's in the text. And the richest man in the ancient world was worth 8 or something, in other words. This figure amounts to what the Roman government would collect from the province of Judea in taxes in 3 years. It's just astronomical. There's no way this guy's going to pay this thing back. Just give me a break and I'll pay you back. I mean, that's desperation. How am I going to pay back the national debt? And then I find somebody and he owes me $5,000 and I grab him, you know, and I shake him and I throw him in jail. Why jail? Because you see, in this part of the world, this is family. In our part of the world, my cousin's in jail, my brother's in jail. I hope he gets out. You know what I mean? In this part of the world, if one of the family is in jail, the whole family has to gather around and get the money from a debtor's prison and get him out. So you put him in jail and you torture him and the family finally comes through and pays him. Now, who's going to pay this other debt? Nobody. But this little one, yeah, put him in jail and the family will come and pay the debt and I'll get my money back. And the Lord got angry. You know? You wicked servant. I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you or compassion on you? Then in his anger, the master turned him over to the torturers and so forth. And then this rather chilling line. Huh? So will my heavenly Father do to you. Unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart. Oh, my gosh. Now, we're not talking about emotions here, you know. I can forgive and still get, you know, upset every once in a while and get rid of that upset and keep on going because it'll pull me back to anger and vengeance if I don't watch it. But if I say I forgive, it sets it loose, no matter what my emotions are like. It puts it out there. And it cuts off all that influence of that evil done to me and everybody else, whatever it was. I forgive. That's what Jesus did. Does it cost? Oh boy. We are so small, so little minds, so everything happens to me kind of, you know. And so, but this is an invitation. It's an invitation to have a big heart. To pray, Lord, have mercy on this poor church. Look what we've done. Look at the bishops that are crooks. Or look at the pedophilia. Look at the 98% of the Catholics in the Senate and the House vote pro-abortion. I mean, look at the mess we're in. Our universities where they're showing all these pornographic films sponsored by the Catholic University. I mean, any Catholic, not the Catholic, any Catholic university. We're a mess. We're a disgrace. And the Lord says, look, just have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. Turn our hearts to you. That's our prayer. And I'm going to be the first. Here's my $20. I forgive. So I thought what we would do is I'm going to read this prayer. And you can just echo it in your heart. Just be quiet and echo it. This is a little prayer of forgiveness. It starts, Lord, I forgive. Then I'm going to pause and everybody can fill in the blank, whatever you want. We can't read this text and then say, yeah, that's very good advice, and then walk away and not do it. Right? Especially if we're going to receive the Eucharist. So it goes, Lord, I forgive. Lord, I give you permission to take the judgment and bitterness out of my life. I do not want this in my life. I surrender it to you and ask you to remove it, to heal me where I have been wounded, to forgive me where I have sinned. I choose not to blame or hold the actions of others against them. I hereby surrender my right to be paid back for my loss by the one who has sinned against me. And in so doing, I declare my trust in God alone as the righteous judge. Father God, bless them in every way, in Jesus' name. Amen.